Hi, I'm Dom Kondo from domskitchen.com.
And I'm Carl Bussler.
And this is A Little of This and Some of That,
a podcast about food, family, and friends.
So before we get started on today's podcast, I thought maybe I would give everybody a little intro to myself and why we are here. I started a food blog a little over 6 years ago. The concept behind it was from my family's traditions. I grew up in South Philadelphia in an Italian-American family. And for those of you out there that have the same family history as myself, you know that it is all about family, friends, tradition, and food. And all four of those items usually meet up together in the kitchen. You will also know, if you are from the same background as myself, that recipes and family tradition kind of meld together. The problem is, all of these family recipes, there's no recipes for them.
So, right, they're kind of handed down in the kitchen.
Exactly, which when you ask somebody, as many times I would ask my grandmother, you know, how do you make this? And the answer was always, well, you add a little of this and some of that, which is one of the reasons why we came up with the name for this podcast, a little play on words. When I started this blog of mine, my wife and I had our own family, and we were very big on wanting to continue with tradition and teaching our kids family history and what the food and everything was all about. So the idea for the blog was for me to kind of document recipes that we had, document the stories about how we shared it with our kids, how our kids reacted to it, and sort of a way for me to kind of put together a recipe, you know, and take it a little more than a little of this and some of that.
There's a lot of pictures on your blog of the kids in the kitchen doing stuff, you know, and sitting down to eat.
Yeah, I was always big on teaching the kids, and getting them involved is always a fun part of it. Documenting it with photos, I get to share with everyone to see that, you know, they're getting in on it. And when I get the kids involved, I'm not having them fry chicken cutlets or anything too crazy.
Right.
But, you know, having an opportunity to kind of dip something into flour, stir something, it encourages them to taste it and enjoy it and talk about it and want to do it again. And, you know, 6 years later, 275 blog posts, we are here and we are expanding, and we're going to talk with everyone out there and let them know what's going on and share some more fun ideas and some fun stories. So I'm here with Carl, who is the producer of the show, and I want to thank you for encouraging me, getting me up to doing this. I've been wanting to do something, expand off the blog for a while, and this is a fun project. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it. We've been friends for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Met through my wife.
Yes.
The two of you knew each other for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed following your blog.
Right.
And you had mentioned a while back, you'd said that you wanted to do maybe an ebook or a recipe book or a cookbook. You'd thrown some ideas around. And I guess this idea just came up around the table. We were actually over at your place.
That's exactly how it
was. Having dinner on a weekend. What was that for?
It was just to get together.
It wasn't even around a holiday.
It's what we do. It's friends getting together. It was a Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
We had all the good cheeses, the good breads, good wine, beer. We had a lot of beer. Well, not a lot of beer, but samplings of beers.
Right. We had a lot of things to try.
Yeah. And it was just conversation.
I think it came about, you were talking about, you went to the farmer's market. Was it the farmer's market?
Up in Ardmore.
Up in Ardmore. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the cheese guy.
Right.
And you know, all
the
Bruno
Brothers cheeses.
The Bruno Brothers cheeses. Yes. And I think from that, at some point, it kind of came up. I forget how the conversation evolved, but it was really, you were talking about, oh, this is great, and all these different things. And I thought, oh, that'd be a great blog post. And then I said something about, wow, that's kind of visual on location. It'd be great to get out there and interview that guy and have him kind of go through all the cheeses.
Right.
And that's when you said, oh, I'd love to do a podcast.
Right.
And I was like, well, why don't you?
Yes. I think your exact words were, well, when are we going to do this podcast? I'm going to take us back a few years, actually. When I started my blog, it was on a very basic blog website. Didn't offer that much as far as versatility and visual stuff, but it was a good start for me. And you know, you said to me one day, you know, why don't we kick this up a bit? And your exact words, which I remember, were, let's take your blog out of a one-bedroom apartment and put it into a two-story house. And that's what you did. And it allowed me to expand, and I had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, a few months ago, I'll be honest with you, I was feeling like I needed to expand a little bit more. And I've been kicking around ideas on how to expand and what to do and where to go with it. And, you know, ebooks are there, and I can't tell you how many times, because of social media, you get a lot of followers and people reaching out to you, people I don't know personally. But I can't tell you how many times I hear from people on Facebook posts or emails to me, you know, when's the cookbook coming out? And
it seems like a natural progression.
Absolutely.
You do a blog, or you do a podcast, mm-hmm. or you do a show or whatever, and the next thing is the book.
The book, right. People will maybe understand a little bit more my purpose, my goals, my intentions as we follow through with this show, that, you know, I'm not a trained professional. I have no professional experience. I have no professional schooling. I'm a home cook who really enjoys it as a pastime. It's a fun hobby. It's a practical hobby. We all have to eat, you know?
Right.
And it was just a way
for
me.
And that's why I'm here, because I enjoy eating.
You like to eat. And if you can eat my food, you're a good friend of mine.
Now, a while back, you did get some professional instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? I forget the name of that. It was in New York?
It was in New York. It was for my 40th birthday. My wife surprised me with a gift to spend a day in a kitchen in New York City. It was in the Greenwich Village area, Kamaj Bistro. And I spent a day in the kitchen with Chef Abigail Hitchcock. It was a great, great fun time. Learned a lot of tricks, a lot of tips. I'll be honest with you, I learned that working all day in a kitchen is not something I would really have a lot of interest in doing.
It's work.
It is a lot of work, tight headquarters. They treated me with much love and respect that day, but, you know, her cooks that were in there, they made no bones about it. You know, excuse me, you're in my way. I got to get something here, because I was prepping food in there, and it was a day. The concept behind it was my wife actually had to pre-plan the menu. And so we knew what I was going to make, and the first question that Chef Abby asked me was, you know, what experience do you have? And I told her, you know, what I do, and she said, okay, wash your hands. That's the first rule. Wash your hands. Chop away. And you know, she gave me the vegetables, prepared them. She let me run with stuff and was there to answer questions and show me little tips and tricks. And you know, we had a lot of fun, great conversation that day. Actually, I wrote a two-part post on my blog about it. Part one, recapping what I went through that day, and part two, actually sharing some of the recipes and menu items that I prepared. Some of those I'm keeping to myself, part of my birthday gift. You know, come over to my house, I'll be happy to make them for you. But, you know, we keep those recipes to ourselves sometimes.
Well, maybe maybe we'll get back up there and interview her. We'll have her on the show.
Absolutely.
That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, and her restaurant really offers a lot of fun things. They do I think it was like a dinner in the dark thing. I don't remember the exact title, but fun concept. All of the diners wear blindfolds, and you allow your taste to just lead the evening. And,
interesting.
And it's a really, really fun time. You're not sure who's sitting next to you or what you're reaching for, and it's a way to get your sensories to really go. And it's in a fun area of New York. It's not in the, you know, right in all the hustle and bustle. It's a little more of a tucked away area. Again, being that I grew up in South Philly, it was an area that I felt very comfortable with. The scenes and sights and smells and sounds were very familiar to growing up in South Philly. So it was a good time.
Well, when we started kicking ideas around about the show, mm-hmm. we wanted to know, well, what are we going to talk about? Is it just going to be the two of us sitting down? Well, first of all, initially I was like, well, is it just going to be just you? Which I was okay with. Then you're mm-hmm. like, no, come on the show. Well,
right.
I think dialogue between two people is more interesting than just one person getting up there. So what are some of the things we're going to talk about?
Yeah, when you first coaxed me into doing this, which didn't take a lot of coaxing, right away I had ton of ideas just started flooding in, because like I said, this is something I've been kicking around for a while wanting to do, and now that I had the opportunity to do it, like you said, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of food culture in the area that we can reach out to. Over the years, because of the food blog, I've made acquaintances and friends with, you know, some people in the food industry around here. And we'll talk more about them down the line. We'll get into that down the line. There's so many things we can talk about. The idea of this is not really to give cooking instructions. There's enough websites, enough food blogs, enough television shows that can get into that.
The how-to. Yeah.
I think the fun idea of this podcast is to just hear different ideas and concepts from a perspective of someone that cooks from the home. Some things that I think we can have a lot of fun with is talking family. We could talk family traditions, of course, because that's my background. But a lot of things we could spin off from. Fun Sunday meals. That's one of the things that I do a lot. Because my wife and I are both full-time working parents, we take advantage of cooking at home on the weekends. You know, give some good ideas on what to do. Some things that may not work.
So this was a good introduction of what we're about and what we hope to do. We probably won't get around to recording an episode for the next few weeks because, you know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and then we've got Christmas and then New Year's. It's going to be extremely busy. But January, we could probably get to recording a few episodes. Now, I was thinking is January is all about New Year's resolutions, losing weight, eating healthy. I think it'd be really fun if we could sort of talk about that. How to eat healthy with kids, you know, because kids are usually picky eaters and they don't like certain things. And, you know, eating healthy is expensive. Eating healthy, it's difficult. There's so many, you know, you're limited. You know, so there may be an option there or an opportunity there for us to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially coming off of the holidays as well. There's a lot of junk food when we're talking about the kids, you know, especially lots of candies, cookies, cakes. And you know, we're all I don't want to say victims of eating that stuff, but we all enjoy and partake in that. And January is a good time, like you said, resolutions. So we can definitely get into some ideas on, you know, what we do to kind of better ourselves, our diets, better eating, how to take better advantage of the time to cook. You know, cold weather's out there. We're up in the Northeast here. We're recording just outside of Philadelphia. A lot of cold weather comes in, which means a lot of soups and stews and fun things like that, and you know, we'll visit that and see what.
I hope so, because yeah. We always buy a ham at Christmas,
mm-hmm.
just so we get the ham bone, because we love doing ham bone soup.
Well, yeah, there's a couple different directions we can go with that. I have some fun things we can share, and we can taste and talk about them, and
you know. Going along with that, mm-hmm. leftovers.
Yes, leftovers is.
There's a topic there we could talk about.
It's funny, at one of my previous jobs, we always laughed at it, and this was before I was really into cooking, but they had a cafeteria on site, and Monday would be, say, a pot roast, and then Tuesday would be a pot roast stew, and then Wednesday would be pizza with pieces of pot roast on top, and it was really funny. We thought, like, man, how far can you stretch these leftovers, and how many meals can you turn them into? But I tell you what, you can get really creative with recipes and you know, and just running to the market and grabbing a few fresh items for that day and incorporating them. It doesn't have to be dried up old leftovers. You know, just you go to the supermarket, get some fresh greens. I'm a big fan of different types of greens or some fresh vegetables. Stir them up. You get a whole new menu. Reactivate what was left over, and you can have some fun with it.
Those are really good ideas, and hopefully, you know, if we're lucky, maybe we can dig up a few people to interview on the topic and kind of bring them in here. We'll have to wait and see if that pans out for us. Now, you said there was no shortage of ideas, and you're so right about that. We can always tie into the holidays, things that are seasonal, things that come up every year.
Yeah, I've always been a big proponent to sharing seasonal stories, seasonal recipes, and with the holidays behind us now, because we're talking beyond Christmas here, we have a lot of fun days coming up. Valentine's Day. I'm always a big fan of cooking at home instead of going out, and we'll get into that more down the line. We have St. Patrick's Day right after that coming
big
up.
Big around Philly?
Big around Philly. And how does an Italian celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Well, the past couple of years, I put together a couple of good ideas to share because I've been challenged on my food blog about
that. Oh, really?
That. Yeah, yeah. So we'll get into
that.
They
called you out. They
called me out on that, and I stepped up to the challenge, and the end results were very, I got thumbs up on the end results.
Oh, very nice. So you think that's going to happen again this year?
If you are challenging me, we'll see what we can do. I'm sure I will.
I will not challenge you. I cannot speak.
No, if you are, yeah, I will be happy to put something together. It's
nice to have interaction with the audience, the listeners, the people that read your blog, and hopefully the people that listen to the show. Feel free to comment on the post and tell us what you want to hear. And you know, if you have a challenge.
Yes, absolutely. You could step up. You can reach us straight through my blog, domskitchen.com. You can email us at info@domskitchen.com. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you think, what you want to hear us talk about, any ideas you want to share. Again, this is all about talking about family, friends, tradition. If there's any traditional stories that you want to pass along to us, you want us to run with, we'll be happy to do that. You know, we're talking about holidays, and the big one coming up after St. Patrick's Day, one of the biggest ones in my family is Easter. Lots of pies, lots of cheesecakes and everything. And again, that was a big thing where families don't want to share those recipes. So we're going to talk about that and how to adapt to recipes that you know your family has and may not want to share. And
my wife has this funny story. It's like there's always that one recipe that everybody wants, and I forget what she said. She said something about how a person would always leave out one ingredient.
Yeah.
They always leave out that one crucial element. I mean, like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Right.
I can't get it quite right.
And when you taste it, something is missing. I don't know what it is. It's a little of this, maybe some of that, you know? It's not quite there. A real funny story. I know we'll talk about this down the line when Easter comes up, but it was around Easter time, and a friend of ours had us over to her house, and her mom was there and made this amazing cheese bread. And I said to her, this bread is fantastic. Can you give me the recipe? And all she did was looked at me, she shook her head, and she said, you can't make this. Well, guess what? It took a lot of years, and I did find something. And we're going to save that. We'll talk about that down the line. But it was something where, you know, you need that challenge once in a while. And I'm the type of person where someone tells me I can, it means I'm going to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
So we'll visit that down the line. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. I'm really looking forward to this. I want to thank you again for encouraging me to kind of step up and do this. This is an avenue where I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of good back and forth talk conversations, which is what, it's all about. So with that, we're going to end it here, I guess?
We'll end it here.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up after the holidays.
Sounds good. So again, be sure to check us out, domskitchen.com. Thanks again for stopping in for a little of this and some of that. I'm Dom.
And I'm Carl.
Take care.